was just it was herbs, you know. That she was real old, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, people in them days, past school, you knew everybody by the first name, more or less. See, white and colored.
Yeah.
We didn't have all this racial discrimination. In other words, heck, when I was a kid, we played with niggers. You know, I eat with niggers, and they lived right up the street from us. You know.
Yeah.
Why, I used to go to these colored people's house and get one of them big old cat head biscuits and punch a finger in it and pour it full of molasses and think nothing about it. You know.
What was that? Cat head biscuit.
That was just a big biscuit made from scratch. You know. And they had that, and then they used to have what they call galette. That's an old French term. That's fried bread.
What's galette?
Galette is bread that's, instead of baking it, you fry it in a skillet.
What, it was made out of wheat flour?
Yeah, made out of flour. And that was a French term. You know, most of my people were French, you see. The galette was a term used for that fried bread. And of course, it was a ritual in them days, 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the evening, well, you had coffee time, you know. Mm-hmm. Had galette and coffee. And I was drank coffee ever since I was big enough to remember, I guess. And anyhow, this to get back to this medicine I was talking about, this old colored lady, she says, take this and take your half a cup full, you know, in the morning, and half a cup full in the evening. And boys, I took that in about 3 days' time. I felt like $1 million and I could go 18 hours a day. Now, that's no lie.
Really?
It was, in other words, it had a little kick to it. What I mean by that is the alcoholic content by fermenting apples, you know. But she explained it to me. She said, now, Mr. said, these dried apples, you know, it gives us a little kick, but if you ain't too young, you know what I mean, you can stand it. And just don't drink too much of it.
Yeah.
And like I said, it was about like Hadacol. You probably don't even remember Hadacol.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was another deal that come out from Louisiana, Dudley LeBlanc over there. It was a tonic that when you felt like the inside was slung out, you know, and just depressed and like you crawled under a snake's belly, you know, standing up, why, you could take some of this Hadacol and oh, it'd just do wonders for you. It's like Geritol and all of this stuff that they got today, that's just about like Hadacol was.
Okay. All right. Now, your wife, can you tell me about her?
Wife came to Pascagoula in the late 30s. Her father came here seeking work in the shipyard. She originally came from Picayune, Mississippi, which is Pearl River County.
Yeah.
And, of course, we went to school together, and in 1944, I decided to get married. And we,
this is before you left?
I come home on leave.
Uh-huh.
See? And I was afraid somebody else would get her, so I married her. Don't put that down.
You're afraid somebody else would get her, huh? She's also Methodist.
Yeah.
She went to school with you, she finished high school.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's the same age you are?
No, in other words, she's younger.